This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Luke 9. Verse 1, one day Jesus called together his 12 apostles and gave them what? Power and what? Authority. Power and authority. Power and authority. To do what? With the coming of Jesus, there is a new dimension of ministry. There's now power and authority to cast out demons. And what?
Heal all diseases.
Since the enemy, since Satan is the one who brings the diseases, the enemy must be cast out and cast down in order for the diseases to be healed. Do you see that in the Word of God? Then he sent them out. Do you realize that Jesus did not send anybody out that he did not give power and authority to cast out devils? Oh, just in case. You're right. Well, you're going to say, that was the apostles. Okay. Then let's go to chapter 10 of Luke. Chapter 10. The Lord now chose, chapter 10, verse 1. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples. So we just read about the 12, right? He gave them what? Power and authority. That's exousia and dunamis. Now he chose 72 other disciples, sent them on ahead in pairs to all the towns and villages he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is so great, but the workers are few. Pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send out more workers for his fields. Go now and remember that I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take along any money or a traveler's bag or even an extra pair of sandals. Now later Jesus will tell him to take some stuff with him. And don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessing. If those who live there are worthy, the blessing will stand. If they're not, the blessing will return to you. When you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever it sets before you. And heal the sick. As you heal them, say, the kingdom of God is near you. But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into its streets and say, we wipe the dust of your town from our feet. So in verse 17, when the 72 disciples returned, They joyfully reported to him. They joyfully reported to him what? What is their report? What is the first thing they report? Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. You do not see this with the prophets. In olden times, God spoke through the prophets, but now through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes with the keys. Gives us the key. Jesus said, yes. Lord, even the demons obey us. Yes. He's not surprised. He knew. Because he gave him power and authority. Same as he gave to the disciples. Same as he gives to us. Power and authority over the devil and the demons. I've given you authority. Verse 18, I saw Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. And I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. We're going through the book of Hebrews. We barely got into the first verse, but it's going to talk about Jesus is highly exalted and worthy. Worthy. He's worthy in the book of Revelation. He has always been worthy, but he has not left us without equipping us to be victorious. Do you see it? I've given you authority over all power, all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And we look at that and somebody goes, oh, you crazy Pentecostals, you go to Mark's gospel and it talks about snakes and scorpions. Yes, because demons manifest as snakes and scorpions and other things. You can squash a scorpion with your foot, but you can't squash a demon with a foot, but with the power and authority that you have in Jesus' name, you have authority to cast him down and cast him out as a child of God. Jesus said, I have given you authority. Nothing will injure you. Huh? What am I missing? I'm missing out on understanding something about what is different about the prophets and the ministry of Jesus to the church and to us. When I mention to those of you that I pray for every week and lift up daily, John, you're one of them. Cynthia, you're another. David, you're another. Jody's another. Dylan's another. As I pray, Frida, I've been saying, Father, people tell me, you have so many people sick in your church. Well, yeah, and a lot of them are living in their 90s. At home and driving their cars and they're young and full of life. So, yeah, so, you know, don't come and tell me, well, you know, in our church we live in our 70s. In our church we live in our 90s. We're full of the Holy Ghost. We know that we have anointing and power and authority in our life. And we're not interested in sitting down and shutting down. We're interested in getting fired up and advancing. But I've been saying, God, I'm looking for the miraculous. And the Father said, you've been missing something because in your mind you've been so focused on what a devil cannot possess. You've missed the fact that the devil's been possessing a lot of your people's physical bodies with sickness, disease, and infirmity. And it's time that we confess and we renounce and we rebuke and we are delivered from the power of darkness. Time we do this. Mark 16. So God's telling me through the night this morning, I wake up and I'm like, okay, Father, how? And Father said the same thing about healing. When you pray for people, you are able to pray out of what I've already done in your life. You already know the power and authority is there to pray for healing. I said, Lord, what about this stuff of deliverance and freedom? And we have stuff and it's going on in our bodies, and we need our bodies cleansed. We need our bodies delivered. We need to have strongholds broken. We need to tear them down. We need to have deliverance from habits and hang-ups that's been in our life. We need deliverance from family issues that have been there, religious spirits and other things that have followed us along. We need to break through a bunch of this stuff. And God said, when you break through that stuff, then the healing is going to come. Father, how do I speak to the people about this? He said, the same way you spoke about the healing. Because when you were a young man, I walked you nose to nose with the devil, and you learned that you have power and authority. See, I almost feel like I need to apologize to you. Because some of you have dealt with the devil, but you haven't experienced the deliverance and the victory. But I came through that as a young man, and I just thought every Christian automatically was going to break through all those strongholds. And yet I'm dealing with many that are here that are struggling with strongholds of the devil and want to be free. Because we as Pentecostals have been silent on this issue. And we have the doctrine, we have the word, we have the knowledge, we have God. We've experienced the power in so many ways. Why should we another day give place to the devil in our lives? You can humble yourself before God. That's where it starts. Humble yourself before God. Understand that God does not want you to be bound. It's been for years, and I've been told this, that like 98% of the people coming for prayer in churches is for healing. So we pray for people to be healed, but if there's demonic strongholds that have been binding us up, what we need is to be set free. Humble yourself before God. So part of my humbling is to tell you this morning that I have been too silent on this topic, and I refuse to be silent anymore. And we will be free. We will be free. Humble yourself. Be honest. Be honest. Because the strongholds lead to doubts, fears, unbelief, and often to habits and to sin. Those strongholds, that's the plan of the enemy, to get us tied up. Now, some of you are totally free and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you what, when you're totally free, if you're not really awakened by God, you may think everybody is just like you, but they're not. To humble ourselves too, be 100% honest with God. And if there are hurts, scuffs, scars, then just be honest. Say, God, there's some stuff in my life that really needs to go. Just got to go. I'll tell you what God told me had to go out of my life. He said, you just need to get rid of some more of your religious spirits that you grew up with. You're still struggling with some of that stuff. Okay. I renounce it in Jesus' name. I confess it and I renounce it in Jesus' name. Confess any sin. Confess the sin. After you confess the sin, renounce the sin. And that's what I'd totally forgotten about, because praying with these young people that were coming off of drugs, I remember reading that somewhere. You have to renounce this thing. Repentance is not just confession, it's turning away. There's renouncing it. I want nothing to do with it. I want to burn that bridge. I'm never going to go back there again. This is the end. Some of us need to just say, no, I'm not going to negotiate with the enemy's bondage. I want to be free, and it's not God that's making you bound. Came to set you free. Came to set us free. Repent, renounce it, and forgive everybody. Again, that has ever trespassed on your dainty little feathers. Forgive them again. Say, well, I did that. Well, how do you feel about it when you see them? How do you feel about it when you see them blessed? How do you feel about it when you hear them talk? How do you feel about it when you realize they never made restitution? How do you feel about it when they never acknowledged that they were the problem or a part of it? How do you feel about all of that? We need to repent again and forgive again. Your computer, you know that little basket thing? Dump it. Just dump it. Well, I don't know if I believe this. Well, do you believe Jesus wants you to be free? And if what you're doing hasn't worked, why not do what Jesus did? He cast it out and cast them down and then declared freedom over those who had been bound. We need to forgive again, and we need to call on the name of the Lord to break every occultic, demonic, witchcraft, and stronghold over our life. I believe we need to have public burnings again. Not with the saints. Let's not burn the saints. I believe we need to clean our house. I think we need to clean our closets. I think we need to clean our bookshelves. I think we need to clean out the movies. I think we need to clean out the music. I think we need to clean out anything and everything that does not honor and glorify God. Was it something like $40,000 worth of stuff was burned in one city where they were having revival? The people just started bringing stuff out and they burned all these books. I mean, they had a lot of books. That's a lot of money. On one of the missionary journeys where God came to town and just started cleaning things up. Hallelujah. So, with my Bible closed, I won't remember all those notes, but to me it's confess, renounce, forgive, and call upon the Lord to set us free. Isn't it weird that in Jesus' day, everywhere he went, the first thing he did was deliver people from demons? And that's the last thing that we've done in the church and in ministry? Because it's messy. It's messy. And it's something God does, not what the preacher does. Nobody gets glory but God. Smile. Really good. This is so good. It is so good. Man, I've just been... God's like, I've been preparing your whole life. You know this as well as anybody. From the time you were young in the Lord, I walked you through the healings and walked you through the confrontations and... You've been nose to nose with the demons. You've looked at the fire in their eyes. You smelled the putrid of their breath. You've heard their voice. You've walked with that. Why have you not taken that to the people and let them be free in Jesus' name? But I don't know if anybody wants to be free this morning. We'll say this is entry-level freedom. I'm going to take some kind of a step to more freedom over my house. We say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. for me and my house, going to take some steps. Say in Jesus' name, Jesus. I know that Satan does not possess me. Jesus said Satan didn't have an address in him. How many church people can say that? I know a lot of church people that have more than one address for the devil. Free is having no address for the devil. That's free. Free is when the devil has nothing to charge you with. He has no place to stand in your life, no place to stand in your family. Jesus said he has no address here. He has nothing on me. That's what forgiveness does. You say, well, that's where I live. I live in forgiveness and in the church. This is the way we have medicated spiritually the demonic strongholds. We have asked forgiveness and God has forgiven us. But God wants to do more. He wants to deliver us. Not just medicate us with a moment's forgiveness. He wants to deliver us. Our Father who art in heaven, say it with me. We're going to take communion. We're going to pray a prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Oh, wait. What does this part say? Deliver us. Jesus, teach us how to pray, the disciples said. Teach us how to pray. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the influence of evil. Deliver us from the mindsets of evil. Deliver us from the strongholds of evil. Deliver us from the habits of evil. Deliver us. Deliver us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The Father, in Jesus' name, I surrender my life again to you. I surrender all of my thoughts, all of my appetites, all of my desires, all of my hurts, all of my habits, all of my hang-ups. I surrender it all to you. I confess any unknown or known sin to be covered by the blood of Jesus. I renounce in Jesus' name any known sin that is a stronghold, that is easily besetting sin. I confess it and I renounce it now in Jesus' name. I forgive everyone who has ever transgressed against me. Even though they may not be worthy, I forgive them. I release them to you, Father God. I forgive those who have sinned against my family. I forgive those who have sinned against my finances. I forgive those who have taken advantage. I forgive those who have hated and misspoken about me. I forgive and release them all. In Jesus' name. their tormentors shall no longer have ground to attack me. For I am forgiven. I forgive and I am forgiven. In Jesus' name. I cry out to the Lord to break all alliances with evil, known or unknown, whether as a child or as an adult. I cry out to the Lord for freedom from every unrighteous soul tie. Those people I was in relationship with, may those ties be broken, those unholy alliances, in Jesus' name. I will no longer be controlled by another person who you have not called to be a part of my life from this point forward. All of the unequal yokes are broken in Jesus' name. And for those who have been abused sexually, if you've been abused sexually, mentally, emotionally, you've been taken advantage of, maybe by a father, by a mother, by a brother, by a sister, renounce that and forgive and give them over to God right now. All sexual, homosexual, lesbian activities, pornography, all strongholds of perversion, Lord, I cry out to you to break all of these strongholds and set me free. In Jesus' name. Your kingdom come right here, my life. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in God.